Ladies and gentlemen, the end is near. Yes, Madman wraps up Sunday night on AMC. So, what can we expect from the finale, and how will it affect the show's legacy?
Well, joining us to talk more about it, WTOP Entertainment editor Jason Fraley. Okay, Jason, considered one of the great shows ever on TV, 8 years in now. Is this show finishing strong?
Yeah, I think it's finally kind of come to the spot where we're all starting to feel happy with it here. I mean, the last episode, there was one, we're going to try this without spoilers here, but there was one major character that had sort of a redemption moment. He sees the light in his personal relationship, let's say. But then there was another one that got a cancer diagnosis, which if we go back and watch over and over again the previous seasons, it will all feel very cyclical and full circle. It'll really gel because, you know, here in the first episode, Don's selling Lucky Strike cigarettes, and it's kind of an arc throughout the show. So if you go back and watch it again, that's really going to tie in and kind of sum up the era. I've had some people tell me that, you know, they were disappointed that this last season was divided into seven episodes and seven episodes over 2 years. You know, Mad Men kind of has more of a glacial pace, more of a Godfather slow style than like a Breaking Bad, which is like an in-your-face Goodfellas in a way. So, you know, a cliffhanger show like Breaking Bad's easier to break up over two seasons. Mm-hmm. But in a way, Mad Men, you know, it's always been this show that is about engaging you beyond Flash, and we have a cut. Don actually says that.
There's the rare occasion when the public can be engaged on a level beyond Flash.
In Greek, nostalgia literally means pain from an old wound. This device, it's a time machine. It takes us to a place where we ache to go again.
Ah, so he talks about nostalgia. How does this show work as a social commentary?
Well, to me, that's what the juice of this show is all about, right? And, you know, sometimes it's really subtle, like the Drapers will be having a picnic in the park and they'll just get up at the end and throw their blanket and all the trash is left sitting there. But as they leave, the camera just holds this static long shot and we see the trash rather than them leave. So sometimes it's subtle. Sometimes it's overt, like dialogue on race and gender.
That's the latest thing, isn't it?
Everybody's a racist!
Most of the things Negroes can't do, I can't do either.
All right, Peggy, we'll have a civil rights march for women.
I mean, it really deals with these issues of social change, and we watch it chart from season one to season seven.
It may be the one show that it's had the most compelling characters, the highest number of compelling characters of any show on TV. What makes these characters so compelling?
I think there's a couple lines that Don says that sum it up. So let's play that, and then I'll get into it.
This never happened. It will shock you how much it never happened.
We're flawed because we want so much more. We're ruined because we get these things and wish for what we had.
I'm getting depressed.
I think because it's something everyone can relate to, right? There's that grass is greener thing. You know, we all strive for these things, but then in the end, we wish for what we had. So it's, you know, it's which is better, and it's all about reinventing yourself.
Do you think that's how it's going to end, Jason?
Well, a lot of people are pointing to that reinvention as maybe, you know, the big conspiracy theories that I think Weiner's kind of shot it down a little bit is the D.B. Cooper thing, whether Don Draper is going to make the ultimate reinvention and, you know, do the whole airplane hijacking. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It seems to me like Weiner doesn't really go for those conspiracy things. It doesn't seem his style. I think coming from he was a writer on The Sopranos. I think he's going to leave us with something controversially subdued where, you know, you're going to have to go back and watch it again to see how this sucker ends.
Don't stop believing.
Well, our colleague Jen Chaney had a great idea for the final song, Don McLean's American Pie. Whiskey and Rye, this will be the day that I die.
If they stretch it into 1971, that's very viable.
It would take a little flash forward, but I think they can do it.
All right, WTOP Entertainment editor Jason Fraley.
Thank you, Jason.